I want to do this show because I don't replay anybody's content on my podcast unless I call out on Blog Talk Radio Network and I simulcast with somebody.
What's wrong with being friends with this guy's assholes, you stupid son of a bitch? Shut up!
Away from my freaking butt crack if you think I'm going to open any orifice for you freaking bronies. Random thing, what's going on?
I got to do a few other things because I can't just focus on one person that I've listened to a 5-minute show for. But I did say it was a shit show. And the only reason I said it was a shit show is because I thought it was a shit show after 5 minutes. I'm sorry. It's just the way it is. But let's get to it real quick. This is what's meant.
You like drama? Yeah, that's what I thought. So if you like drama, then I'll just hang up on you.
And I just would, you know, if you want to fight, show the fuck up. If you don't, shut the fuck up. See, I don't have time. Do you have time to go, maybe you'll come. Oh, maybe you won't. Oh, maybe you will. Maybe. Just show the fuck up or shut the fuck up. It's really that simple.
I don't understand this. I just don't get it. What? I don't understand that kind of... It's not even fun.
Now, tell me. Who are you?
The Worldwide Radio Show.
That's why you're goofy bone.
Let me tell you something.
Talk shit.
Blog Talk Radio.
And Spreaker.
Brings you the most controversial radio show on the internet.
We live, bitches.
Recorded live.
This program contains corrupt material.
Is he smoking something?
This is the stupid American public you're talking about.
Oh, please, please, give me a break.
You are now entering season 8.
Begin. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
So what the hell's going on here?
So here goes nothing. I don't even know what this is, but here we go.
We have ignition. Strap in.
You're about to listen to
K-I-L-A.
Again, we welcome our radio audience listening in most of these United States.
I love this.
Unbelievable. Oh, yes, look at this. Have a seat.
Today is Thursday.
Thursday night.
And we are live.
And we're live.
You're watching action adventures like Hollywood and Broadway and all points in between. There is nothing quite like
186.2.
The Worldwide Radio Show.
They're the number one ranked show in all of
the... And I'm so glad that all of you are joining us here on the all-new
Thursday Night Live.
And we are live.
And we're live.
You know, I've actually heard Goofy's show. It's really about nothing.
Everyone down at 213 knows that Goofy Bone is the biggest bitch that's ever existed. He can't...
Wait, hold on. You can't substantiate that, you dumb son of a bitch.
This guy has absolutely gone off the deep end.
Debbie Daly's talking trash about that fat failure Goofy Bone.
I could not care less.
A woman? Or is that a man?
It's a man, baby!
Can't do it.
If you can spend 1 week as the one fat Mexican and then call back and give us your opinion, then you might feel a little differently.
The one fat Mexican? What are you talking about, Goofy Bone?
No.
Join the show by calling in right now.
1-218-862-1507. And then 646-595. 4136 and then pound.
And here at the Worldwide Radio Show, we are here to entertain, not to be anyone's friend. So, as you know, everything goes.
Say it, Debbie. His content has gotten pretty off the chain. He was just like out of control.
drinking, burping, screaming obscenities, yelling, hanging up on people. Fuck you, fuck.
Goofy Bone, Debbie, fuck Goofy Bone. Goofy Bone ain't up but a ghost clone.
So what is it about Goofy Bone that, it's just repulsive? It's obvious that everybody finds this guy repulsive.
After they get their buzz on, they gotta listen to Goofy Bone. That's like, it's the customer service at its worst, baby.
Hey, engineer. Put on some
Thursday Night Live.
And we are live.
And we're live.
You are now live.
Yeah, it's really neat. I think you'll like
it. Goofy ain't shit. Goofy ain't nothing. Goofy ain't nothing, baby. Goofy ain't nothing.
Obviously, I'm something. Welcome one, welcome all. Yes, the dynamic duo is back. What's up, Mechazawa?
Hey, what's up there, Periscope 4?
Yeah, fuck you, man.
I saw you. You were fucking raging at some faggot. Like, oh, you're making me mad. And you started screaming and jumping up. And then you threw your phone or some shit, and the stream got lost. It died like a little bitch.
No, I was punching the fucking my phone.
Yeah,
because
you were punching your phone because somebody in your chat room made you mad. You got
so
mad,
what?
Bro.
Well, what's wrong with that? Is that a problem?
You look mad soft, man. You look mad soft, Goofy. Letting people
yeah,
in the chat room mad.
No, it's just to show people that I'm not a punk. Like,
I don't know.
He made me look like a punk.
You look CM Punkish there, Goofy. You look
CM Punkish.
With your slick back hair and your eyebrows that look like caterpillars.
Shout out to Veteran of Forum Wars, man.
Screaming four out the fucking door.
He gave you
talk
fucking,
about how your neighbors are rich because they have boats and shit.
Well, what's wrong with that? I don't have a boat.
Know,
I'm not rich.
I don't know, Goofy. You might want to be careful. People are probably recording these periscopes, you know.
And what?
Next thing you know, INS is coming for Karen and the kids.
Where's Karen at?
Mike Mazza. Mike Mazza, a.k.a. GoofyBone at Yahoo.com.
Yahoo.com, yeah.
Yahoo.com.
Anyways. Yeah, man, what's wrong with my periscopes? Why you gotta hate on my periscopes?
I'm just saying, you know, some of that might come back to haunt you. I mean, I was gonna throw up when I saw you smoking a blunt from other blunts.
Oh my god!
It was a blunt made out of other blunts.
Man.
It looked disgusting. I was like,
Oh man! Haven't you been
so
in desperate times?
Yeah, I
Aren't
have.
Aren't you currently in desperate times?
Well, kind of. I mean, it eased up a little bit today, but. You know, not much.
You know, the thing is that I was in desperate times, and desperate times had to come to desperate
measures. Did you unroll the old blunts and, like, put it in a pile?
Yes, I had to do all that nasty shit, man.
Yeah,
like,
I hope you wore gloves.
You make me feel bad.
I hope you wore gloves, because if not, your fingers are going to smell like that shit for, like, weeks.
Oh, my God, they smell like it. I didn't even think about that. Jesus.
Yeah, you're fucked, Goofy. You're fucked. Now you're going to have that smell on you. Again, I don't know what to tell you, man.
Thanks, Mechazal. You really make things uplifting.
Well, I can tell you a great story I had today that's semi-related to this topic. I go to fucking Walgreens.
Well, might as well. I mean, you're on story.
I go to Walgreens to get my friend some zigzags or whatever. He's like, get me a blunt wrap, okay? I haven't smoked fucking blunts in probably 3 or 4 years. I don't know what fucking blunt wrap he wants. He's like, get me a blunt wrap or zigzags or something. And I was like, okay, I'll get him some zigzags. So I go to fucking Walgreens. I'm not high. I haven't smoked weed in like fucking... 2.5 weeks or some shit. I look tired, but I'm not high. I go in there, I'm like, hey, yeah, let me get a pack of those zigzags. First of all, like, she's, like, all over the goddamn place, like, oh, you want these? You want these? I'm like, no, the fucking zigzags that are right in front of your face. I mean, I didn't say the F word at that point.
You sound like a very angry customer.
I mean, I was just like, no, no. Like, I was laughing. I was like, no, those right there, you know, like, I was like, no, 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 you know. Like, I was nice. And this fucking salty cunt, like, fucking, she's, like, eyeing me, like, trying to, like, make direct eye. I was, like, staring at her. Because I was like, I knew this bitch fucking thinks I'm high right now. She probably, like, trying to see if she can smell weed on me or some bullshit. Fucking.
But did she go up to you and smell you?
Yeah, this fucking dumb bitch, like, rings me up, doesn't give me a fucking total. I give her a 5, and then she tries to keep my fucking change like I'm stoned or some shit.
Oh, she tried to pull a quick one on you.
Yeah, she was like, I stood there, and I stared at her. Like, she tried to give me just, like, the change. Like, you know, the fucking coins. And I'm like, you're fucking telling me that this goddamn little pack of fucking 1.5s costs, like, 4-something? I mean, yeah. Yeah, it was fucking...
No.
You know?
Shit, it's happened to me before, Mech. They think that I'm so fucking blown out of my mind. They give me the wrong change.
Yeah. Who the fuck made you the moral police, first of all? She's like, she was judging me right off the bat, because, I mean, obviously someone that rolls their own cigarettes has to be fucking smoking weed in it. You couldn't possibly be smoking tobacco in those. You know, way to make assumptions.
Yeah,
right,
you would
bat,
never.
Anyway.
You would never
well,
smoke
I would
tobacco.
Never do
no, weed, never.
You know? I don't
never.
Fucking smoke, I don't smoke papers either, so, you know, what do I know? But... You know, like, this dumb salty bitch, though, and I was just like, I was walking out the door, I was like, Jesus Christ, what a fucking cunt, and, like, she was all getting lippy, and, like, I know I'm never going back in that store, so I don't give a fuck, fuck that fucking black
Why
bitch.
Don't you go back in that store and just, black, you know, give her hell? I would give her hell every time I said, hey,
I think it's like,
you remember
it's
me,
like,
you gave me the
counter.
Room, and give me fucking the right change. I'd be all
no,
up on
no,
her
she
ass.
She gave me the right change, because I wasn't having it. Like, I was staring at her the whole time. I was like, yeah, I was going to say, you know, where's the rest of my fucking change? You know, like...
I would have asked for a receipt.
I'm not fucking stoned. Give me my shit. You know, that's what I really should have said.
Shit, but, to all my young players out there, always ask for a receipt. You use them as alibis.
I was...
Seriously, that saved me gang of times.
I think it's, like, the little town I was in, though, because I went to, like, one of those fucking Walmart Expresses that was, like, right next door, because I think...
Walmart Express, Mechazella? Are you serious?
You never heard of Walmart Express?
No, they're starting to pop up over here, but, I mean, are you serious?
Like, they're all over the goddamn place around here. It's, like, 7-Eleven, which we don't have.
Yeah, exactly. It's like a 7-Eleven.
We don't have a 7-Eleven, so, you know, we got Walmart Express now. No, anyway, yeah, I went in there, and, like, you know, I don't know, maybe it's because I'm white in, like, a black zone or something, I don't know what the deal was, but, like, the fucking black
God.
Behind the counter there, like, I was like, hey, how's it going? She's like, rings me up, doesn't say anything, didn't give me a fucking total. I was like, well, thank Christ, I know it didn't cost $20, because here's $20. You know, yeah, at least she gave me my...
And did they try to keep your $20 and just give you change?
No, I wouldn't know. I wouldn't have it that round, too, that's for sure. I was like, wait, what the fuck is going on here? Did I get into the racial time zone or something? Racial twilight zone? I'm like, you know, I'm fucking nice to everyone. Until, like, they're fucking jackass. And then, you know, what are you going to do? You got to fucking check people. Otherwise, you know, you get walked over. I'm not having that.
Alright.
You know, Goofy. You know.
I want to give a shout out to History Mike in the chat room. Shout out to History Mike.
Is that one of your periscopers?
No, I don't know. I mean, it's just somebody in the chat room. I just wanted to give him a shout. Can I give him a shout out?
I guess.
Is there a problem with my periscope family?
Look, it's caused you nothing but troubles. I mean, Bradman TV called the cops on you 2,700 miles away. I mean, clearly, they're gonna extradite you, Goofy, 2,700 miles for Bradman TV's hurt feelings.
Are you telling me the cops, they're still driving over here to come arrest me? Is that what you're saying?
Well, he asked the cop in the donut shop, so it's going to be a little while.
Jesus Christ, Bradman. I'm going to go fucking kick the shit out of him. You know,
jealous of Bradman TV. With his
green
hair.
Yeah, I'm jealous because I'm a fat man and I want popularity.
His underage fucking viewers that he constantly retweets.
I don't even fucking know. I just hate the fact of the matter is that he's a bully to his audience.
He is a bully. What a fucking cocksucker. Like, he yells at it. He's like, all right, you
he
stay another
at his
day,
audience.
And I'm banning you. And they're like, what did I do? And he's like, that's it, you're fucking banned. I'm like, this dude's a fucking asshole.
No, and then he gets people to hate on that person. He's a typical Debbie Downer.
Goddamn cyberbully, Goofy. He's a goddamn cyberbully.
Yeah, and I'm the one that got the article. Can you believe that shit?
Yeah.
But I love that video. That video's fucking... That video's classic right there,
There's
Goofy
nothing
Bone
in that
right
video,
there.
Though. I mean, that could really be, you know... Oh, yeah, you say you're going to kick his ass, but what does that mean? I mean, unless you actually do something to him, it doesn't mean anything.
I mean, I am going to kick his ass.
Who could take
ass.
That? Like, if he went to, like, the fucking, you know, the cops or whatever, they'd be like, how can we take this serious when he's, you know, fucking exactly the country away? The entire country. You know, like, what are they going to be like? Oh, well, you know, I guess we better fucking round him up then. Put him in chains.
Well, hopefully he doesn't call the FBI like Guy Shay did, because we all got in trouble for that one.
Meal
Remember
time,
that one, Mecca?
No meals on wheels for you then, bitch. You remember that?
Oh,
all man, drama.
Yeah.
It's all
drama. It's all
drama
right there. Jesus Christ. I want to give a shout-out to my new weed that I bought today. It's called Blue Dream. Have you ever tried that, Mick?
Maybe. I don't know. We don't call it cute names here. We call it good.
Oh, you got the good.
It's loud, I guess you would call it.
We used to call it good back in 94, but I guess it's loud.
You know,
okay.
Yeah, it's called loud now, apparently.
You got that loud?
The neighbors are mad because I got
say?
That loud fragrance.
You got that loud? Oh,
that's
my
right,
God.
Dude. Got the loud, yo.
This is the future.
It's
calling.
Black people giving it stupid names is what it is, you know. That's
like
really
that? Like my bad?
I don't, yeah, whatever that means.
Like my bad? The fuck? Speak up, motherfucker.
Form words.
My bad?
Take that fucking grill out of your mouth and form actual words.
You would think nowadays they would come up with intelligent words. They chop these fucking names in half. That's my bad?
Speaking of grills, Jesus. Did you see Bill Wagner try to put up his fucking GoFundMe again? Fucking piece of shit. He tried to edit it, so like it was like in the third person even more, even though it was like even less believable. Because he made up
so,
some,
you know,
like, he made up some,
you know,
dude named Alan Jameson or some shit like that. Like, totally fake name.
No, speaking of that, thank God you reminded me. You know, I've been getting emails saying people want me to let him get the GoFundMe to fucking get him his teeth, and then they want me to knock him out right when he gets them.
What a waste of money.
So apparently...
yeah, but all people do... All people have to do is Google Bill Wagner, and they're like, nope, I'm not doing anything to that cocksucker.
Do you have his GoFundMe? Maybe I'll throw a donation of a couple of dollars.
Oh, no, it's $404 again, you know. They probably got all
the... Oh, those bastards. Those fucking bastards.
What do you mean, those bastards? Fuck Bill Wagner. He's fucking scamming. He tried, you know, what a piece of shit. trying to fucking use his kids to scam people out of money for his teeth that he lost.
You're just mad because he punked you on that phone call that we had.
He didn't fucking punk me at all, Goofy.
He tried to call you out, Mech.
Yeah.
He tried to call you out.
That's the key word there, Goofy. Tried. Tried to call me out.
Tried to call you out. Hey, he's lucky I wasn't on that call. I'd have bitch slapped him in front of all you guys.
Yeah, you gotta realize a lot of that I'm just playing along for just to get the reaction.
No, you're not playing along. You were having fun.
I'm scared of fucking Bill Wagner, a 4-foot fuck with no teeth.
You were having feelings hurt, Mac.
If I saw Bill Wagner in real life, I'd slap the shit out of him.
I dropped the blood. God damn it. I got scared. You said Bill Wagner.
I'll go to fucking Walmart at 2 in the morning to slap the shit out of a midget. I don't care.
For real, Mech. I got fucking fuck me boots on the ground out there. And they're looking for him.
Just look at the kitchen section of Walmart, Goofy, and you'll probably find his stupid ass.
Whoever finds him gets $2,500. Guaranteed. But they need to fucking find him to where I could fucking go and get his ass. Because I need to fucking go and... He's right there. Boom. Here's your money, and it's on. I already told Pimp. I go, if we get the call, we're gone. You're going to be the cameraman, and that's all you're going to fucking do. Because he owes me a favor, and that's the fucking favor he has to fucking do. Fucking cousin. If he's fucking listening to this, yeah, you remember your favors, right? You pay your bills, right?
Oh, Pimp Daddy Joel P do now, Goofy?
Oh, I don't even want to talk about this motherfucker.
What did he try to put a wetback bitch on credit?
Oh, no. It had nothing to do with his bimbo broad.
Oh.
But, something happened and,
did he drink
too
many of your Heinekens?
No, something happened where, the money got lost and, he needed money right away.
The check's
and,
in the mail, Goofy. The check's in the mail.
Yeah, one of those. But I said, hey, don't worry. Don't worry about it. You just owe me a favor. And I pulled the belly shit. You know, if when I call on you, you're going to fucking come.
Yeah, the fucking Heineken. Guess what? Vacation's much warmed me. You're only gonna kill everyone in sight. Vacation.
You're going to Jamaica with me right now.
I get you a fat black Jamaican pussy.
You make your dick holler.
Then
it gets
taken out by fucking some bitch in latex.
I know, out of all the fucking aerodynamic fucking shit he did, he played it smart, bro. That's what I would do when people are coming at me. Fucking crawl on the ground. They always look forward. They never look on the ground, especially in the dark. And that motherfucker played it good, too. But he was stupid. I would have still stood in the shadows and waited for other people to come.
Yeah, he's all celebrating.
Nah.
That's where he's fucking up. He's like, oh, it's time to celebrate. I got everyone. Ross Kloss.
But then that fat ass bitch, she would have jumped off that fucking double story. She would have plopped on the fucking floor. Don't tell me that bitch would have fucking landed on perfect. The fuck out of here.
She would have broken her legs. They're fucking
We're expected to believe
that some bitch in high-heeled boots jumped from, like, 3 stories up and didn't break her legs.
The fuck out of here. Get out of here.
That's movies for you, Goofy. Especially Black.
Yeah. Movies. Imagine that big old fucking ass fucking jigger.
Then fucking Nas. Then Nas. We're going back to Africa.
Yeah. Hey, We're going back to our motherland.
Gee, I got shot. Fuck it. We're still going to Africa.
Think about it. You're going to Africa. You never been there. Where the fuck do you go?
Yeah. Not to mention they hate black Americans in Africa. They
no, but that's like...
And shit. They fucking hate them over there.
So that's like me going to Mexico.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm from Mexico, but where do I go? And I don't speak Spanish. So now what?
Yeah, I guess Nas speaks Swahili or something, you know. You know,
get the fuck out of here.
Back to Africa.
Go to Africa, baby.
Fuck it.
T-Boss,
let's get out.
Going to Africa,
okay.
Baby.
Instead of moving like out to the country in the United States, these dumbasses are going to Africa, where it's probably just as dangerous as where they're coming from. If not more, because they're rich compared to the fucking people in Africa.
Hey, but, you know, it's black power, remember?
Yeah, well, we're taking it back to the motherland. My name is Sincere.
You don't see me going to Mexico. That's all I got to say.
Yeah, the best part was when he fucking goes to the ghetto and, like, that little kid is there and he's like, yeah, shorty, don't grow up too quick.
It's
and the kid pulls the gun out. The kid pulls
it's
the gun. He's like, I shot a nigga the other day. He's like, yeah, don't grow up too quick, shorty.
No, did you hear what he said?
The coolest niggas die from guns.
No, he said, I got a hot one in me, meaning he got shot. He got a hot one because fucking he was wearing the bulletproof vest.
Yeah.
So he's like, oh, it's burning inside, man. I got a hot one in me. And then he goes out with his gun. I got the little gun. I got the bulletproof vest. And then he gave him that stupid-ass chain he could buy at the flea market. I mean, come on.
Oh, yeah. Speaking of chains you can buy at the flea market, have you seen that fucking fag Tyrese Need?
Huh?
Yeah, he's all over the internet. I thought I showed you the fucking video of him the other day where he was like FBI on people and shit. Because you were asking me, what my Skype profile picture is. And it's him in a pink shirt.
Is that the guy who's punking you guys now?
Yeah, oh, he's not punking anyone. That guy is a fucking delusional fuck. And it's hilarious.
But what do you mean he's a delusional fuck? Like, how?
Oh, like he's like, oh, I'm the richest guy alive. I'll kill anyone. He's like, I'll fucking track you down by your IPs and I'll take a hit out on you and kill all of you. And, you know, like all this.
Wait a minute. That sounds like me. I was like, what are you talking about?
This is like a cartoon version of you, Goofy, you know? Like, cartoon. All fake. He actually got on air. We were trolling him in his fucking little show or whatever. And he's like, we got him to say, I have bad credit. He was like, yeah, I got bad credit. That's cool, yo. And we were like, what? How is having bad credit good? The fuck is wrong?
Shit.
And he's like, yeah, I got the most expensive jewelry. I got a fucking spinner chain with fucking, it's silver, and it's got CZs on it. I'm bringing CZs back. It's worth more than your life. I'm like, this fucking faggot got a spinner chain from the mall. And he's trying
to
say,
I got it. I never got into jewelry. I always despised the jewelry.
Ball digger shit.
No, but for real, like, you look at every rapper.
Bullshit from the fucking mall.
Not for real, though. If you look at every rapper and all these fucking gold chain wearing motherfuckers, these men got more jewelry than women.
No, I just want to rob all of them. Take all their stupid fucking chains.
These motherfuckers got more jewelry than fucking women.
Yeah.
And that's just.
What do they do when they get their shit snatched, too? They don't do shit. You ever notice that?
It sickens me. This world.
Yeah.
All these motherfuckers thinking they look so cute with diamonds and canary fucking color fucking chains. The fuck out of here, man. I thank God I never got involved with jewelry.
But he's
that.
Like,
I
okay.
He's like,
I'm rocking CZs. CZs, Goofy. Cubic fucking zirconias. And he's acting like it's expensive.
Those are the
cheapest dudes.
Those motherfuckers should be getting some VVS quality fucking diamonds or fucking, you know, something higher grade than that shit.
No, this guy's just
cubic
a joke.
That's cheap shit that they put on the fake fucking jewelry fucking shows.
He's sold less records than you
motherfuckers.
Have.
Wait a minute. I sold one of the boxes, so I got 26.
Yeah. That's what I'm saying. He sold less records than you have, Goofy.
Oh.
He wants you to pay him $100 to pre-order it.
Oh, there you go. Shit.
Yeah.
I should have thought of that. What a smart guy.
Let me just give you this
$100. That's a person about his business.
Under the premise that you're going to deliver an album to me. Yeah, what? Huh. How about you have goods to exchange for money? You know, how about that?
Now, what are considered goods? Like, you know,
This guy's like, oh, I got fucking all these cars out in his garage outside or whatever. He's like, I got an Eclipse outside and a fucking Mercedes and a Porsche and like all these cars. And like he loses track at one point and says them like all these other cars that he allegedly has. Like, it makes no sense. The dude's fucking crazy.
Well, what is it, comic book week? What's Savvy McCuggs doing with Vision? What? Wasn't he a Lobo fucking long time ago? I mean, what's up with all the comic book shit on your goddamn fucking avatars? I mean, what's up with this shit?
Well, Stabby, you know, thinks that he's some sort of super Mexican or some shit, but he's not.
What, he's Mexican now?
He's always been Mexican.
Oh, really? I thought he was like a white kid with glasses with long hair, like a dorky fucking...
Jeez. He's fucking dorky. Dorky Mexican.
Well, I guess. I don't know. I wasn't paying attention. I'm too busy on Periscope.
What? You're on Periscope right now? What the fuck, Goofy?
No. I would never... I would never Periscope me on the radio show.
I'm fucking looking right now.
No, because I hate those type of people that sit there and they're trying to... Well, they're doing their radio show and then they have the Periscope there and then they're trying to watch all their Periscope. Fuck that. I'm not doing that shit. I'm not doing that
shit. You know, just to piss off Bradman TV, you should, like, rebroadcast him every time he's on Periscope.
Well, no. Fuck that. Mechazal, I'm going to jail. I'm going to fuck up that fat motherfucker. I'm going to make him apologize to me because that motherfucker tried to put me out there like I'm some punk. I'm going to make that motherfucker apologize to me. He'll do it because he doesn't want to.
I don't know, Goofy. I don't know. I don't think he's going to do it.
Mechazal, don't you tell me you don't know.
I don't know, Goofy. I don't think he's going to do it.
Maybe you don't know Mechazawa. Are you friends with Bradman?
I know. I'm not friends with him. Fuck no. I'm not friends with people with colored hair. Are you kidding me?
I don't know.
Like worse than being friends with people that like anime.
So I don't like anime. What are you looking at me like that for?
Yeah, well, because you do like anime. We all know it.
I just like some, drawings. I don't like the cartoons or anything.
Yeah.
Maybe like Gundam Warriors or something.
This guy also has crazy tattoos, Goofy. He's got Death Before Dishonor in between two Top Hat cats on his chest. You know, right around his collarbone like you have. Like where you have Loyalty Before Cheese Fries. He's got Death Before Dishonor.
Ooh, Bradman?
No, the cartoon guy, Tyrese Need, the cartoon version of you.
Dude, I gotta see this guy. Maybe I should fight this dude.
Yeah.
Should I fight this guy?
Yeah, you should fight him 1v1.
How do I get in contact? Do we have his number?
Yeah, hold on. It's all over the fucking internet. He posted
it. Well, can we put it in the chat room? Maybe I'll give him a call. Let's talk to this guy.
I'll get it for you.
I was always looking for someone that fits my criteria. Shit, somebody that acts like me and threatens people like me, I would love to talk to them.
He's like always wanting to talk to people, so this is actually perfect.
All right, cool. So let's talk to him. Give him a shout out. Now, ladies and gentlemen, what's going to happen on this show? I don't want anybody to ever fucking think.
Okay, here's the number. Here's the number, Goofy. I can give it out because he's posted it all over the goddamn internet. And, you know, it's very public information. Anyone can find this, you know, literally not hidden at all. All
right. Okay, Marcus, shut up and give me the number.
It's 956-755-9311.
Okay.
I don't know what number it is, but that's his number.
Search Joe Sneed on YouTube, TyreeSneed.com, blogtalkradio.com/realestniggolivetv. 646-721-9666. Call in lot.
Hello? Hello?
No, I don't know what that is. That's the number he gives out for people to call him. That's all I know.
Did I dial the wrong one?
No, you dialed the right one. It's Tyree Sneed.
Search Joe Sneed on YouTube, TyreeSneed.com, blogtalkradio.com/realestniggolivetv.
I guess he only turns his phone on during
calling live.
I guess he only turns his phone on during shows or whatever. All right, next time he has a show, I'll give you his number. You can call him on Periscope. We'll record it on there. I think you should talk to him, Goofy.
Well, I'm pissed off. I thought maybe you had his, like, home phone where I could just, you know, talk to him.
Hey, you know, it's not like I give a fuck about the guy. I just figured he gave out his home phone number because his ego is so big. For all you know, it is his home phone number. He just fucking disconnects the phone.
Well, my ego's a little bit big. It's not that big. But the way you make this person sound, he does sound familiar, kind of like the back of my, you know, Blog Talk Radio card.
Yeah, he was out on Blog Talk Radio for a while, until he got trolled off of there, apparently, by like, a ton of people. Yeah,
this
you guys came in. You guys
RG
came in after we got him mad at Apocalypse.
Evil.
Yeah, hold on.
He's a vanilla ice on
that. Apocalypse is gonna come in trying to claim credit for getting the dude mad or whatever. But if you guys had noticed, there was 190 plus messages that were in that chat, and those were all Pimp Hat and me, mostly Pimp Hat, getting that faggot mad. And
so
then you
faggots
come in and try to take credit.
Found this guy.
Apocalypse didn't find shit.
This guy?
He didn't find shit. We found him. Fuck Apocalypse.
But Apocalypse knows everybody. Maybe Apocalypse met him a long time ago and you guys barely found him.
No, Goofy, no. They're one of like WC with their stupid BFC bullshit.
They tried to make the name sound similar
to try to take our credit for shit.
What, Apocalypse got his own gang? I mean...
Yeah, allegedly. You know, this stupid BFC gang. Barco.
The gang?
I don't know. It's Barco, some bullshit, and him, and who gives a fuck? They're not BWC. It's a fucking shitty imitation at best, which is still shitty.
You know, Barco, I want to beat his ass when we go to Vegas.
I hope you kick fucking Apocalypse in the face. This fucking double G.
I don't know if I should kick Apocalypse's ass. He really never did anything to hurt me.
Fuck Apocalypse.
Like, my feelings get hurt real easily.
Yeah, no shit, BFC. Only because you're a bunch of faggots.
BFC? Was it Barco Fried Chicken?
It's the cheap imitation copy of the Bill Wagner crew.
What? No, they did not. Oh, he left. He left fucking, that's terrible. Oh, why'd you leave, bastard? Stupid. Want to be or try to be. Damn, Stabby McCubs is stepping up to the plate.
Yeah, that's what they say, you know. Yeah,
he's trying to fucking actually step up to you,
face.
Fucking Mechazawa.
Yeah, whatever.
What are you going to do now,
I don't know. There is no beaner that can step up to me. Get the fuck out of here. your fucking taco smoking cock sucking face, Jonathan Castro.
Is he the Castro?
Yeah, Castro.
He's a Puerto Rican then. Stabby the Puerto Rican.
Yeah, I thought he was.
That's crazy.
He's not. He's half bean.
Oh yeah, maybe he is Cuban. Maybe he is Cuban.
Now, you know who's Cuban was Splee. Fucking Cuban Splee.
Oh, the little Cuban kid. I got that fucking ice cream in my stomach. I can't believe that shit. But anywho, we're here live on Thursday Night Live. Me and Mechazawa just smoking and choking. Just talking and bullshitting. I'm glad fucking, you know, Barco. Did Barco leave forever or just the bastard FC account's gone?
Hopefully he lost his iPod.
I really hate fucking Barco, this stupid little voice.
Hi, everyone. I'm Barco, and yeah, oh, I see Goofy Bones here.
Yeah, if I was in my 40s and I had a voice that high, I would kill myself.
Come on, man. Stabby and me are racially equal. We're blood brothers. Wow. You guys are fucking pathetic.
You're connected with your beater blood, Goofy. You're connected.
Great. Wetbacks unite fucking in America. Congratulations, Stabby. We're fucking brothers. Fuck you, Stabby. You fucking bastard. I'll kill you right now. Lester, did I say that out loud or was that my brain talking to me?
Yeah, you said that out loud, by the way.
Fuck.
You,
anyways.
Probably shouldn't do that out loud on fucking Spreaker. And, you know, somebody's Jimmy's will get rustled. And the next thing you know, Anna Piazza's fucking emailing you. Being like, hey, you can't say that. We're gonna have to ask you to take that show down.
I don't give a fuck. Fuck them. I don't care.
And
they kicked me out and look, I'm here.
Horse teeth that have fucking
account.
Chicken stuck in them. Have you seen a picture of that woman? She's got a very unfortunate looking mouth.
Well, maybe she's a retarded bitch.
Anyway,
Mike, who is
we're going to smoke
Castro?
Some weed.
Jonathan Castro is Jonathan Castro.
Yeah. Jonathan Castro knows who he is.
Anyways, what? Oh, Stabby McCuggs. Yeah. Jonathan Castro's Stabby McCuggs. He just claimed it right now, and he took it away. Fucking loser! Why did you do that? You stupid.
Yeah, why
ass?
Do you do that? You know who gets caught doing that all the time? It's stupid fucking Guy Shea with his stupid side.
I know. He's one of those dumb fucks that
he can't handle
like
multiple tabs.
It. Like, those little comments where they're going to hurt people. Like, oh. Faggot. He's another piece of shit. And like I said, when he dies off, Goofy Bones got a special present for his little grandchildren.
Not very nice, Goofy. You shouldn't laugh like that. I mean, lol, he died, but, you know, you shouldn't laugh. Goofy's scaring me right now. I'm not really sure what to think about all this.
Hey, I had some pepper, you know, stuck. You know,
pepper?
I just had to.
Yeah. Pepper? What are you talking about?
Yeah, some pepper. Yeah, I had a Subway sandwich with lettuce. A lot of lettuce and pepper.
Not lettuce. Lettuce.
Yeah,
don't be a faggot woman, Goofy.
Lettuce.
Don't be a faggot
a
woman.
Lot of
that
lettuce.
Iceberg too, isn't it?
And pepper.
Fucking worthless ass iceberg lettuce on Subway sandwich.
Lettuce and pepper.
I'm starting to lose respect for you, Goofy. I'm sorry. You know, fucking lettuce.
Come on, man. You know me. I need other things than lettuce. I need lettuce, bell pepper, and a lot of olives.
60 fucking chicken McNuggets, allegedly.
What? And when I do it, Mechazella, then what? Because I'm not going to do it tomorrow. Cause
well,
I'm gonna
you're
go
still all talk until you do it, you know, because...
Okay, well, I'll evidently do it, and then what?
Okay, well...
Then what, Mechazella?
Don't do it, like, you know, during the daytime
then
tomorrow.
Then what, you're fired during the show? Is that what we're going to do?
Fired? You can't fire me.
Yeah.
I have a contract.
Yeah, but, I mean, we could breach it since you don't have liability on me.
You don't have enough money to fight my lawyers, Goofy.
Oh, there, Mechazawa. You want to talk about some money? I got a lot of cash right here.
All right, look. White lawyers versus Mexican lawyers. Come on. Come on, buddy.
I got to go
get my high-powered Jew white lawyers to versus your low-power Mexican lawyers. And, you know, we're going to have everything that you own. I'll own the shack and the charger and Karen Boo and your kids. You know, I'll own everything. I'll tell you what. I'll leave you a bootleg purse to live in. All because you couldn't eat 60 chicken nuggets.
I'm going to do it, and you better be prepared to get fired, Max.
It's like an entire chicken of fucking just breading.
What are you talking about? It's not possible. It is fucking possible,
yeah.
Nekazawa.
Well, you thought that fucking woman that had butter in her fucking whatever was bad. Wait until they carve you open.
What are you talking about?
Remember the woman that scared you straight about butter?
Yeah,
what do you think
is
going to happen when they carve you open after fucking chicken McNuggets?
And she had additives and preservatives.
Yeah.
I did all this shit.
What do you think? Chicken McNuggets from McDonald's are all natural?
Well, what, Mechazawa? That's just a whole meal for me, though, for the whole day. I'm done.
Yeah, well, it's definitely your fucking sodium intake for the year in one shot.
I do this twice a week.
Twice a week? Jesus Christ, how fat are you?
I'm 270.
I don't know. I don't believe it. I don't believe it.
I am 270.
No, I don't believe it.
You've seen me on Periscope.
You're packing down 60-piece chicken nuggets like it's nothing, apparently.
And then what, Mech?
I don't think you can do it, first of all. I don't think it's possible.
All right, done. I'm going to do it. And then what, Mech?
Then I guess we'll be like, Jesus Christ, how is he not dead? I mean, what do you want me to... You want a cookie? I mean, I don't know what to tell you. What am I supposed to give you for that? Like, you want a prize?
No, Mechazawa, you're over here trying to make me look like a punk on my own show.
Well, you're the one, okay, first of all, that threw down this fucking alleging that you eat fucking multiple times a week, fucking 60 chicken nuggets multiple times a week. Okay, first of all, you allege that. Then someone attempted to take the challenge, and it was like, there's no way this is fucking possible, you know? And you're like, oh, you're a little bitch. I do it all the time. Well, nobody's seen you do it or attempt to do it. We're just supposed to take the word for it. Yeah, oh, yeah. I mean, I could say I eat fucking 8 chickens every day. You know, that doesn't mean I actually eat 8 chickens every day.
Yeah, but you're a little guy, Mech. You're not big like me, so it doesn't fucking, faze you.
It's not possible. I don't think you can do it. I think you'd explode.
Hey, I explode?
Yeah, you're going to explode.
I don't know, Mechazawa. I don't fucking know.
I don't think it's possible. And then you're probably going to tell me some shit like you packed down a fucking milkshake with it too, and some fries.
Well, I can take a milkshake with it, but I usually dip the nuggets in the milkshake.
Oh,
that's what I usually do. What's wrong with that?
It's like lard milkshake on top of fucking deep fried chicken in lard.
What is your fucking problem, Mechazawa?
I don't think this is fucking possible or healthy. You know, but I do want to see you live up to your word of doing the 60 nugget challenge. And I want to see if it's possible, and you do this multiple times a week. I don't think you do it once a week, let alone multiple times a week.
All right, Mac, I guess. It is what it is, Mac. And yeah. When I do prove it, then what?
Well, I don't know what to say. I'll be like, Jesus, maybe you should go on a diet of not 60 chicken McNuggets.
Why you gotta talk like that, Mechazawa? You make it sound like I'm so fat I can't get up, like if I'm King Hippo and
if you're throwing back fucking 60 nugget meals like it's nothing every other day, I mean, you know, you're not on a good path, Goof. You're not on a good path.
Don't tell me the Clippers won tonight.
I mean, how are you going to have a comeback in your rap career if you're dead?
How did I have a what?
Well, here's, you know, you flooded the market with your music years ago, right? 10, 15 years ago or whatever. Now is your chance to come back. We got to do a greatest hits.
A greatest hits for Goofy Bone? Oh, hell. Stop it. I'm not dead yet, Mechazawa. Just stop it. Anyways, looks like if the Warriors can pull it off tomorrow, looks like we'll play the Clippers. What happened? You hit the wrong button. What did you hit? What the fuck
are
you talking about? What'd you hit?
Well, see, I meant to mute myself because I was laughing, but I accidentally hit the call hang-up button.
Oh, well.
Because I was talking about you relaunching your rap career and doing a greatest hits album. So I had to mute because I was laughing, of course. And then I hit the hang-up button by accident.
Oh, well.
I mean,
you can
do that, Goofy. We can do a greatest hits album, you know. You can make a glorious comeback to the rap game. You can be, you know, hey, what the people's been missing, Volume 1, Goofy Bone, the Bone Era.
Wait, what'd you say?
Deep
what
Bone
the
Track.
People's been missing? Get the fuck out of here.
Well, you gotta come out with a mixtape first, you know, and that'll be the mixtape. What the people's been missing, Bone Zone, Volume 1.
Look, there's a Guy Shea supporter in here. Guy Shea well, that's wonderful. What are you doing listening to this piece of shit then? Get out of here.
Now go smoke
Guy
out. Guy Shea. Go lose.
Guy Shea. What a fucking loser.
Go smoke meth with Guy Shea and Bill Wagner.
Next thing you know, his little black grandson's going to be in my chat room talking shit.
Yeah.
Oh, no, I forgot it. I banned that little piece of shit.
Oh, little black grandsons.
Little fucking nigglet, man. Get the fuck off my show. But anywho. Shit, well, it's at the top of the hour. I think it's time to do a commercial break. You want to take a 5-minute break, Mick?
Well, we'll get some good segments out of you, Chris. Don't worry.
you want to go to a 5-minute break? Don't call me that, man. Don't fucking call me.
We got a long way to go.
What did he say? We had an hour fucking show.
Yeah, it was something like that. He's like, well, we got another hour to go. I bet you won't say it again. I just did. Chris.
The way he threw that fucking table, it was on, bitch. You motherfucking called me that.
I can't believe you haven't ever seen that before. That shit's classic.
Dude, I've never seen that in my life. That is fucking classic. That is so fucking classic. Anyways, we're going to go to a commercial break right now. But me and Mike Azawa, we'll be back right after this.
Who's watching your home when you're not there? It could be a burglar. Burglars prefer to break in when they think no one is home and no one will stop them. Don't be an easy target for intruders. Protect your home with a free security system monitored by ADT, the leader in home security. Pick up your phone now and get free hardware, free medical and fire alerts, and free activation. It's an $850 value. Just call Protect Your Home, your authorized ADT dealer, at 1-877-653-8844. You'll get 24-hour protection, and there's no cost for parts or activation. Call now about a free security system monitored by ADT. Call 1-877-653-8844. $99 installation charge, 36-month monitoring agreement at $35.99 per month. Call for terms and conditions to this offer and protect your home license numbers. Call now, 1-877-653-8844. That's 1-877-653-8844.
Tim gave everything he had to our country. Now, he's having flashbacks. And someone's going to pay. Howitzer is back. Evacuator.
Die, you scum!
One man's search for peace.
Good night, bitches! I'll kill him before he screams!
One man's search for hope.
Let's do some killing. Let's kill for the kids!
One man's search for the truth.
After I torched those villages and raped all those schoolgirls, I just can't seem to get those images out of my head!
He gave everything. Then the liberals turned their backs on our heroes. And now he's out for the truth.
What do you smell, wandering hands?
Smell fear.
Good, let's arm wrestle.
That'd be a different film.
Okay, let's kill some commies!
We find Vietnamese squaw.
He's wrestling the chopper down.
Shoot him! I'm an American, and you're not! So fucking die!
He's too strong!
Evacuator.
Let's evacuate these bitches!
Rated RP for Really Patriotic.
Children are our future. All of our future. And of course, we want the future to be bright. We want the future to be healthy. We want the future to be perfect. And for those who can afford it, we believe we have the right to demand perfection and control nature. That's where Eugenics Incorporated International comes in. Morality is none of our business. Making sure you have the right baby is.
Hi, I'm Dr. Steven Von Singer. You're discerning. You wouldn't accept the wrong car, or the wrong job, or the wrong house. Why on earth should you accept the wrong child? Visit Eugenics Incorporated International and get the perfect baby. Satisfaction guaranteed, subject to medical test and unforeseen accidents.
Visit us on the web at eugenicsincorporated.com and start designing.
Hi, I'm Goofy Bone, and I got AT&T U-verse.
And I'm DJ Bad Guy, and I got cable!
U-verse is the number one cable company for great satisfaction.
With cable, you pray you get satisfaction. Pray!
U-verse has the best color you could ever imagine.
And the only color I get is my black grandson! Ah!
Don't be like this, loser.
Break up with cable. Choose U-verse TV from $19 a month for 2 years.
His voice is so contagious, vaccines have been made for it. When he was younger, he built a city out of Legos. Today, over 6 million people live and work there. He is the only person that could read a Zodiac writing. He is the most electrifying man in the world.
I don't always drink beer, but when I do, I make sure I grab some Heinies. Drink heavily, my friends.
Get Dude, I'm so fucking blown. I'm just staring at the fucking ceiling right now. What the fuck's going on, people? It's Thursday Night Live.
That's
No. I am no
fucking recycled blunts.
No. I am nobody's fucking gang leader, especially to you fucking loser punks. Spit on all you fucking weirdos.
You're trying to say you're fucking BFC now, Goofy? Is BWC going to have to wreck you? You're trying to imitate
wreck
us?
Wreck me. Please. You're
trying to imitate us, Goofy?
Please fucking wreck me.
Should I say
kill
Mike
Mazda? Right,
Goofy Boone at yahoo.com and fucking Facebook. Hanging out with Karen Vu on the beach.
Yeah, just fucking kill me right now. Just kill me. I would never pair up with Barco out of all fucking people.
I don't know. I think you would. I think you would.
You really do. This would like if I said, hey, Barco, I want you to go scouting and fucking do some reporting and report back to me. This is what he would tell me.
All right, Goofy. Well, I did some scouting, and I seen that there was a couple of enemies down the way. They were pretty much older folks. I think one of them was Desert Rose because it was an old woman with saggy tits and, you know, was walking with a cane. And, those enemies are over there. And then there's some more enemies over there. And then there's some more enemies over there. And that's Lieutenant Barco's reporting. That's something that
gang,
I would fucking...
The your gang.
No, they're your gang, Mechazawa. They've always been your gang.
They're your gang of boys, you know, the fake imitation Bill Wagner crew, a.k.a. BFC.
Don't cross me, Mech.
We got another hour to go, Goofy. What are you going to do? I'll get some content out of you.
I'll motherfucking hang up, and everybody will get fucking mad.
I don't think you will. What, are you mad? You mad?
No, not yet, but I mean, got nothing
you and
drink.
Your little gang over there trying to make people mad.
Should I, these little fucks ain't my gang. Shut up, Mechazawa. How dare
your
you?
Your little gang of Apocalypse. No wonder these people are always at our show. Apocalypse and Stabby and fucking Barco and, you know, whoever else is cute in here. They're fucking, they're part of your gang. History Mike's probably part of your gang.
Well, of course. I mean, you know, all mics stick together. Did you know that?
That's right. History Mike, Mike Mazza. It all makes sense now.
It all makes sense now. We finally got that one down. What's next? Stupid fuck. Come on. You really think these fuck? I'm going to be a gang leader to these fuckheads? None of these bitches could even be a Lego fucking master. They're not a fucking master builder. None of these fucking queer bags are. Have any of these fucking losers defeated the game E.T. on Atari?
Well, neither of you.
None of these motherfuckers have. Excuse me, Mechazawa?
You can't even beat the tunnel level in Battletoads.
No. The tunnel level just gave me a little bit of trouble, but I did defeat it.
No, you can't beat the tunnel level. Stop talking shit. We all know you never beat the tunnel level.
Mechazawa, stop it.
Never.
Fucking stop it right now. I'm not going to stand up and fucking swing at you. But stop it.
I sent you a wireless controller. You can't even do it with that.
Mech, I'll fucking kill you right now in front of everybody. Stop it.
It's not my fault you can't beat the tunnel level in Battletoads.
I could beat it. I beat it once.
No, you've never beaten it. You fucking had a dream about beating it, but you never actually beat it.
You know what game you didn't beat was The Legend of Cage.
The Legend of Cage? Probably because
you never beat that game.
Never even heard of it.
Because you're pathetic.
Whatever, you're just jealous. You're jealous that I can beat the fucking Turbo Tunnels in Battletoads.
No,
I've beaten it on Nintendo. I've beaten it on Super Nintendo. I've beaten it on Sega Genesis. Yeah, what, Goofy? What?
Oh, now I'm not the gang leader because your rumors have
Ray,
destroyed my fucking. No, I beat it once.
Yeah, beating
and
it once.
The power went out.
Yeah. Oh, the power went out. Yeah.
It did. You were there.
Sure.
You saw me. You saw me. Come
I
on, man.
Didn't see shit. Yeah, I saw you fail at the turbo tunnel, 50,000 times.
Shut up, man. That's supposed to tell people. Come on,
then
man.
You're like, hey, can I... Let's play two-player so I can steal your lives when I die.
You stop telling people secrets. Now you're doxing, motherfuckers. Stop it, Mech. Anyways... It's Thursday Night Live, people, and I'm your brown color commentator. I'm the Great Goofy Bones. And, of course, this show is sponsored in part by Heineken. Get that cold, refreshing taste of a Heineken going down into your veins and coming out of you early in the morning. Heineken. Get it before it gets you.
Don't
gotta
expect
love some
to fucking beat the turbo tunnel because people like Mike Monza drink it and can't even fucking beat that shit. Mike Monza.
You know what? I don't think Mike Monza is a gamer, to be honest with you.
He's a gang leader, apparently.
Mm-hmm.
What's up with this feedback? What's going on with that? Why is there an echo?
Is there an echo?
Yeah. What, do you have your radio turned up, Goofy?
It's Ibaka. Can you check on that echo? I knew. Is it hard? Is the echo hard? Like it's fucking hardcore echo? Mechazawa, are you there? Okay, now people can't hear me.
I know it's hard work, you know, over there fucking doing nothing, being a piece of shit like Chewbacca. But, you know, you should take a fucking bath.
Can you hear me?
It smells like shit. Yeah, we can hear you.
Is it echoing crazy?
No, it's not echoing.
It stopped?
Yeah, it stopped like 5 minutes ago.
Okay, nobody hears echo. Maybe it's the Block Talk radio feed. Who knows?
Well,
I don't know.
Anyway, you can't eat.
Well, thanks for wasting 5 minutes on me looking around in circles, looking at Chewbacca waving at signals with him telling to fix the echo problem.
Look, it's not my fault you have fucking 1970s technology running this show.
Hey, but it's the highest technologies back in the 70s.
Yeah,
did you know that?
The highest 1970s elitist technology.
But it was the
highest. It's super monophonic sound.
Mech, well, what is your problem today? Did somebody
piss
you off?
Witness the
awesome
clarity of one channel of audio at 11 kilohertz.
So what if it's at 11 kilohertz? It's the best kilohertz out of all of them.
Just because it's upmixed to two channels doesn't make it good.
Anyways. Thank you, Stabby McCuggs. This technology sent people to the moon.
Yeah, except that was mostly 60s technology.
Oh. Well, anyways, fuck everything. Tonight... We're sponsored in part by Burger King, and we're going to give away 3 Xbox games courtesy of Burger King.
What kind of Xbox? Xbox One games?
No, Xbox 360 games.
Oh, some old-ass fucking Xbox 360 games? Let me guess, they're scratched. Can't fucking use them for anything anymore.
No. These are brand new. They
what
were
is
sent
it?
To us
was
by
it
Burger
King.
Was
it Burger King, Sneak King, that dumb shit?
What?
Yeah, it's that Burger King Sneak King shit, isn't it?
A Burger King Snake game?
No, Sneak King. Where you fucking... You never played that game? I know it was on the original Xbox, because I played it. And you're creepy-ass fucking Burger King sneaking around, giving people fucking Burger King food. And you gotta, like, sneak up behind him and surprise him with your fucking creepy Burger King. Remember the Burger King with that creepy fucking mask?
No, these aren't Burger King fucking.
Well, you said they came from Burger King.
No, I said it's sponsored in part by Burger King.
Look, that's a matter of semantics there, Goofy. You said it came from Burger King.
I didn't say it came from Burger King.
What is it, fucking, like, is it Penguin Basher 2000?
Dude, I don't know what these games are. They're packaged for whoever's going to win it.
Wait.
Dude, why are you hating?
You can't... Look, you can't even tell people what these fucking gay-ass games are. What if they're terrible? Who wants them?
Dude. They're going to win 3 fucking Xbox games. Tell me 3 terrible Xbox games that you know.
There's a lot of fucking terrible Xbox games out there.
Tell me 3 of them that you know. If
any
you know
fucking
some things.
Game that's
if you
not
know a lot of things,
game.
Mr. Wizard, tell me 3 of them now.
Any fucking sports game that's not the current sports game. So you got FIFA, you got the fucking Madden, you got fucking any of the NHL shit, all the fucking NBA titles, fucking. There's a ton of shitty fucking Xbox 360 games.
Maybe they'd be shitty to you, but other people would love them.
Yeah, I bet so fucking. Okay, I know for a fact there's a Dora the Explorer game because I see it every goddamn week at the flea market. I know there's a fucking... Those stupid fucking Kinect games that nobody wants because they're always at the goddamn flea market for like $2.
What do you say?
Fucking,
yeah, I went to the flea market and I bought fucking reused games? Fuck
yeah.
You, Mechazawa. These
Pro
are
tip
brand
epoxy.
New games that Burger King sent me to fucking give out to the audience.
Look, just because the games are horseshit is no neither here nor there, Goofy. And pro tip, Apocalypse, fucking Wiis are the easiest to fucking mod because all you have to do is soft mod it. Easy as shit. Get a mail bomb. All right, there, I gave you the fucking secret. Look it up. It's called a mail bomb.
Mechazawa, you're fucking up our sponsor, man.
Not a
postal
mail bomb, not U.S. mail bomb, but it's a fucking email bomb that gets sent to you that cracks the Wii. It's easy. Any moron.
Anyways, ladies and gentlemen, we got 3 games for you. If you want to win these wonderful games, you got to retweet the show and tell your friends to retweet the show. The most people that you got to retweet the show, we're going to send you out these 3 wonderful Xbox 360 games. Courtesy from Burger King. Have it your way. But anyways, I didn't even know Burger King made a game. That's crazy.
Yeah,
anyways.
They made a bunch of games, actually. They all suck.
Then they suck. Well, anyways, you know what
to do. So what are these games? How do you not know the titles of the games? There's no title on the spines anywhere? What kind of bootleg shit is this?
Oh, God. See, Mechazawa, you need to fucking quit. You need to fucking quit.
No, Goofy, I don't like your prizes. I don't like your prizes. I don't have a 3.
Why don't you?
It doesn't affect me either way. I don't want that shit. So
don't
accuse
like
me of that.
Nobody's trying to give you these fucking prizes.
I'm just trying to see what kind of horse shit you're giving out to people. You know, like you're going to get Dora the Explorer and Barbie.
You know what? You know what? You know what I'm going to do, Mechazawa? Since you're fucking pissing me off right now. I'm going to take off my fucking earpiece and I'm going to leave the show off to you. Because I'm going to go watch the ending of fucking the Rockets and Clippers game.
I'm just going to hang up and fucking watch The Office. Because I'm watching an old-ass Office now. Yeah, look. Look, they're saying your prizes suck, Goofy. It's not my fault your prizes suck. Well, all right, everybody, since Goofy's going to be a little bitch, I guess I'm going to go ahead and do one last thing. One last thing. Goofy is now the gang leader of BFC. And also, his prizes suck. And I guess if you're lucky, we'll see you here tomorrow night for Baller Friday. And, you know, maybe Goofy will come back and do one last thing. But since he's being a little girl and crying in the corner right now, I wouldn't really expect much. But he is a Periscope whore. And odds are he will get on Periscope probably 18 out of the next 24 hours. And he probably won't do the fucking 60 nugget challenge because he's all talk. Nobody can actually eat that shit. So I guess tune in later when fucking Goofy gets off his period and, you know, fucking isn't a little whiny bitch. And we'll see you later. Good night, everybody.
And we're back. Looks like Mechazawa hung up on Matt. Motherfucker wants to talk shit. Fuck that shit. I think it's time to roll a blunt. Because I'm going to be honest with you. Shit. The Clippers were up like, I think it was 17. And now they're fucking going to lose it. They're going to game 7. Oh, that's what I wanted to fucking see. Well, where's my weed? I got some weed right here. We're back now, right? Aren't we live, Chewbacca? Well, what are you looking at me for? I had to go fucking... I know you hung up. Fucking idiot. You fucking work for the show. You're supposed to stay there until I come back. I should really hang up and fucking just fucking continue watching that game because I can't believe that the Clippers fucking lost. I just cannot fucking believe that. That fucking made my fucking day right now. Anyway, we're giving away 3 Xbox 360 games. And if you retweet the show, do we got any retweets? We got a lot of them. We got like 50 of them. Let's see who helps retweet. I don't know these people. Anyways. Oh, apparently Mechazawa ended the show, so the show's already over. Why, Mechazawa? I'm rolling a blunt right now. Shit. You know, fuck. Don't ever call me a fucking CM Punk, you little fucking punk. Mechazawa, you're supposed to fucking... I thought you're the talent, remember? You're supposed to hold down the fort and fucking tell people what's up. Now I gotta roll... Now I gotta just maybe I should just end this, do a Periscope, and smoke my blunt to sleep. Because I know I'm too drunk to fucking drive anywhere. Fuck, I didn't even get a haircut today. So I'm not going to go out. Yeah. Hey, the Chewbacca end the show. Yeah, Mechazal ran and he was scared. He squealed. And it was end of show. Get us out of here.
1AD 6 Point Views is brought to you in part by...
Where is the original Goofy Bone?
Acme Corporation featuring outlandish products that fail or backfire catastrophically at the worst possible time.
Oh, yeah, they pissed me off. Oh, I just want some fucking attention. I just want some fucking attention. Wah, wah.
Sirius Cybernetics Corporation, a decidedly inept company responsible for the design and creation of a wide range of robots and labor-saving devices.
How do you babysit a little black kid?
How?
You lick his lips and stick him through a window.
How dare you!
MonCorp, a large multi-billion-dollar industrial complex with numerous subsidiaries and a monopoly on robot production.
I am...
Wrong damn tad!
The new face of fear. Don't you understand, Goofy? Oh, do you understand the power of darkness? The power of hate? You don't. You know nothing about it.
Additional funding was provided by...
You better shut your freaking mouth. You understand me, you little weasel?
Since 1968, Rich Industries continues to provide a number of quality auto services to customers both in Krieger and nationwide.
The person you're hosting your show with today will be your enemy tomorrow because none of you loser motherfuckers have 1 ounce of loyalty.
Major funding for this program was provided by...
I succeeded. I destroyed you.
Soil and Corporation, whose newest product is Soil and Green. A green wafer advertised to contain high-energy plankton from the world's oceans.
Yeah, I turned it in. Did y'all hear me? I turned the report in. I did. That's me admitting it on the air. So if you get 404, I did it. Okay?
You're jealous?
The very big corporation of America taking over the world, one small business at a time.
A secret document containing the names of men within privately favored friendly relations with the West.
This program was made possible in part by a grant from... Warbucks Industries, now the world's largest producer of depleted uranium artillery shells, cluster bombs, and cat food.
We know this is a plot to acquire the document, thereby embarrassing the West.
Shun magic and shun the appearance of magic, shun everything, and then shun shunning.
As always, should you or any member of your force be caught or killed, the Secretary will disavow any knowledge of your actions.
I'm fucking serious here. Out of all of the things that we accomplished here, we're the most controversial show here on Spreaker. And
hold
you're
on,
gonna let these
I hear something.
Low-life
hold on, I hear something.
Ruin it?
This tape will self-destruct.
This tape will self-destruct.
This tape will self-destruct in 5 seconds.